Hello, everybody. Welcome to this week's Provcast. I'm delighted to welcome our home bursar, Harmohinder Bal, otherwise known to everybody as H. H, welcome.
Thank you.
You like being called H?
I do, especially when I was four and having an 11-letter name. So, yes, it's stuck, and I don't mind it whatsoever.
And how many call you by your full name, Harmohinder?
I don't think my parents have ever called me either, so very few people, but I am quite impressed with the number of people who have an attempt at it and do get it right. So, right. Well done then.
Good. Good. And H, you have been in college now for nearly a year.
That's right, yeah. First academic year nearly finished.
So congratulations. We're very pleased to have you on board. And you will know from listening to other Provcasts that one of the reasons I'm keen to interview people is so that everybody in college knows who you are, knows what the home bursar does, and can stop you in the orchard or in the quad and chat to you. So tell us, what does the home bursar do?
I think the home bursar's role touches so many parts of college life. So I feed people, I let people sleep, I make conference and events tick over. So it's quite a large remit, but at the end of the day, it's really to support the core purpose of the college. And the students and all the fellows, the staff generally. So I'm quite fortunate it's a wide remit and that it covers so much because I get to meet so many people.
Mm-hmm. And you have quite a big team. I mean, your team is probably the biggest team in college, isn't it?
It probably is, yeah. And they're all wonderful people and they all work incredibly hard. They have some tough roles. And most of them are not seen by staff and students because they work odd hours or behind the scenes, and they're committed to doing, like I do, just being the support there for the rest of the college.
You know, I often talk about the importance of One Worcester and how everyone in college, whatever their role, contributes to the success of Worcester College, but also the success of our tutors and our students. The ones who are less visible, I'm keen to shine a light on them. Tell us a bit about the ones that most people visiting college don't see and what they do.
Yeah, so many of the scouts of the night team, unless you're actually here on site, you probably won't recognise some faces or recognise their names. But they're all doing the same thing, which is just helping, you know, students achieve what they're here to do. And the students who may wake up late and come in late at night will see the night porters, but those staff members who do a 9-to-5 role probably wouldn't, because the shifts are 7 till 7 and things like that. So it really varies. But the One Worcester, I'm fortunate with having a large team, is these guys, from what the duties they carry out, it's fairly obvious to them what that means, because they're always contributing with the students at the forefront of, you know, what we do and how we do it. And, you know, we're not going, hopefully we're not charging in 5:36 in the morning to go and clean rooms, but we're a bit more sympathetic and, you know, but I've heard 9, 10 o'clock still early for some, but that's totally acceptable. I've got 2 17-year-olds who would be quite with the idea of waking up later in the day.
And how big is your team?
So I'm guessing I'm over 40 members of headcount, and most of those will be in the housekeeping team. But again, we're the type of team that will contract and expand depending on business. So term time, when it's the busiest for other parts of the colleges, the out of term time is probably the busier for my teams. Yeah. So we'll expand and contract accordingly there, whether that's from housekeeping to the catering staff, because we have so much business over the summer period, which obviously helps manage during term time in terms of finances and work we need to do. Most of our students probably don't see that busyness.
Yes, it's probably worth reminding everybody, particularly students listening, that even after the end of term, college continues to tick over, and that's when we make about a third of our income.
Tell us a
bit about that, because
It's often overlooked, because what's not in front of you isn't that visible or memorable. So as the students depart for the summer and the Easter vacations and Christmas to a certain extent, less so nowadays. But, you know, we're reaching pre-pandemic levels of income. We have lots more queries. If we had more bedrooms, we had more spaces, we'd be able to sell them. So mm-hmm. we're limited in that sense. But, you know, the students leave and within days we've got other people coming in, and all that income is just helping us manage the cost controls that the students then have to face during term time. So it's absolutely vital we continue to do that. It's painful for people to go home, you know, during those breaks. I understand that. But that's the majority of the workload for us as a team. And the students benefit from all that hard work.
Yeah. And why do conferences choose Worcester?
I think it's several factors. One is the location. Without a doubt, it's the beauty of the grounds. And actually, I'd even go one step further. We have a lot of repeat customers because they like the people they work with. Mm-hmm. They like the food they're served. They like the way they're served, which is not always the case in other institutions or other venues. But, you know, if we had a large car park, it'd be even busier. If we had more conference rooms, it'd be busier. But yeah. You have to play with the cars you start with, and it works really well. What a beautiful place to come to.
What kind of feedback do our paying guests give you?
You know, to be completely honest, and if I was being self-critical, it's not just the feedback from customers, but if I was a customer putting myself in a student's shoes or a conference guest shoes, there's investment needs within some of our buildings and some of the stock of bedrooms and making sure they're a little bit more modernized than perhaps they currently are. But equally, I get feedback where some people staying in the really old rooms love the character and the history that brings. So very confident on the quality of and variety of food that we serve. That's good. And without a doubt, just the landscape, the setting, no one's ever, never heard a bad word.
And your background, H, really does qualify you to do this role, because you've had various interesting jobs before you arrived here, immediately before you were at Brooks.
Correct, yes.
And so let's start with Brooks, because Brooks is a similar higher education institution, but a much bigger one than us here at Worcester. What are the differences?
So I was at Brooks for 11 years and in various roles, but the last one being like a commercial director role. So similar to the home births role, but on a much larger scale. And I guess the key difference there is, what I love about the college is I know students by name and I recognise them. Brooks is a numbers game. And when I talk about numbers, I don't know student names, I know student numbers. There's a big difference there. But this is a much nicer place to work because it's more manageable and you can make a difference. That to me is the big difference for me, is having the ability to influence students in their journey, year one, year two, year three, or as graduates. I can make a difference, you know, and however small that is, it's adding to that overall outcome. Prior to that, I did, in the main, from the noughties, was rock and roll exhibitions for various companies in who owned Earls Court and Olympia. And prior to that, I helped build over 56 different catering outlets at the Millennium Dome as a project manager, right. Which was up and down, but that puts pressure on you, and I've never lost so much sleep. But it comes back to where I originally started off as a chef, doing a degree in hospitality management, and then just building up a career. I've been really fortunate where I've studied something, I've seen that whole career based around that discipline of cooking and service, and I'm still able to do that as you know, 30, 40 years on. It's absolutely wonderful that I've been able to choose a career and stick to it. And lots of people can follow that passion.
And whether it's from overseeing the running of the kitchens through to running a venue, you can dip down and understand the challenges of every member of your team here.
Absolutely. There's nothing that a member of my team in college does that I've not done myself before. And I think they all recognise that and I understand the challenges to it. I think that generates a huge amount of respect and a working relationship. Some of the jobs that we have to do aren't the most pleasant, but they need to be done. Yeah. They're long hours, they're late nights, but they have to be done, and it's done for the right reasons, which is for the benefit of the students who attend.
No, that's a really powerful message, and I think everyone appreciates that. Just going back to your live staging venues, which was the most exciting gig or band that you dealt with?
I'm not sure if this was... make it through to the final cut, but I did have an incident where George Michael approached me and asked me where the toilets were, and I said I'd show him because it was quite a convoluted route. So that was one of them. The other one was hosting the Red Hot Chili Peppers and having to deal with police and rumours of what was going on in the green rooms and the dressing rooms. So yeah, they were great rock and roll days because you're on the production side and hosting them. So it's not as glamorous as it perhaps sometimes sounds, because it's very much driven by health and safety, crowd control and safety measures, which similar, funny enough, you know, we've got the ball, which I can't wait for, been helping to organise that. It reminds me of so much of what I used to do, and hopefully this ball, which hasn't happened for the last 6 years, will be a memorable one.
And you've been working with Nitish
and Alana and all the team, the committee members. We meet far more regularly now. The exams are coming to an end, but it's those final bits of detail, final bits of paperwork. And I've been really impressed with the ball committee's approach, their attitude, their desire to get it right, their desire to be inclusive, especially with the local community, taking on feedback, seeing the local community, which is really thoughtful of them. Because I do, having spent a bit of time at St Barnabas earlier this morning, it's fairly obvious that college and community had a bit of a separation, and it's good to be able to be part of that effort to build that back up, because they're so integral to what we do and we're integral to what they do. And I think we've got to be, you know, be mutually respectful of each other's aims and continue to thrive on that relationship.
I'm delighted to hear that, because you came with me to the grilling that I received in St Barnabas from Jericho community, and you and Simon in particular were very supportive, which I did appreciate. But the good news from what you just told me is that they are much more positive.
They are. We've obviously hosted a number of local events in the gardens here and in the conference centre, and I think event managing that and supporting them and just raising their spirits that we are here to not just pay lip service to what they want, but actually work with them and have the ball committee attend one of the functions just to show real interest in, we do care about you as a community. Sorry about the noise, sorry about the mess that happens, you know, on Friday, Saturday nights, and, you know, it will happen with the ball. I just think that the tolerance levels just increase because they feel they've been heard.
Yeah.
And that goes a long way.
Good, good. And so they will be relaxed when we have 3 minutes of fireworks.
The pets will be more relaxed than they have done in previous years. But, you know, the ball committee have been dealing with the production, the firework production company, just to reduce the amount of noise and have more interest in light and form and the artistic point of view. So it's great. That I'm really impressed with their efforts. And it's really nice to work with Nitish and, like I say, Alana and Evie and Rob as well. The committee members have been fantastic.
And I know you'll be on duty.
Yes.
But which bit are you looking forward to, you know, when you actually can breathe?
I'm looking forward to...
Don't say the morning.
Well, only because I've got to take one of my boys to an open day in Warwick. So I'm hoping to just get in the car and take him. I might actually tell him to come and meet me here. It might be easier. But
survivor's photo?
Oh, I might wait for that. But I don't know. I just want to get it open. I want to see the flow of people. I want to see people happy. I want And, you know, what will really help is a bit of good weather, a bit of good organisation. If that all happens, all clicks in place like we want to, then I'll be happy throughout.
Good, good. Now that people understand what you do and your team do, any messages you'd like to give to students in particular, but also, you know, other members of staff and to tutors? Any key messages?
I mean, the key message for me is, and I always keep this at the forefront, and I encourage my team to put themselves in the shoes of students. Think about the decision making, think of the students, because the impact it could have could be, amplifies that impact in a good way and in a bad way. So think of the student first. That's why we're here. And that takes time to change hearts and minds of understanding, you know, and just reminding people why. And they get, people are getting it. That people are thinking like that, and it's good. And I just, from a student perspective, we're all here to wish you well, but it, sometimes we all need a bit of a helping hand. We need someone to chat to. We need, just need a, we're having difficulties, whether they're financial or with housemates or something. Talk to us.
Yeah.
Come and talk to us. We worked in colleges or institutions where what you're going to tell us probably doesn't surprise us, and we probably can help in some way, because we're only here to help those students, you know, to graduate and to finish their studies. And they're so lucky, they've got world-leading tutors and fellows, you know, an impressive bunch of people. I really do admire having been able to sort of socialise with such intellectuals. Mm-hmm. It's really quite inspiring. As opposed to just a chef like myself, but you know, I do find it just fascinating to sort of work with that community, and I just want to be part of it. So,
and in a way, that just makes the point that we all contribute to the success of our students and our academics, because this community wouldn't function, as you just demonstrated in this chat, without everybody working hard to deliver their respective bits, and we all are helping our students flourish.
Yeah, and this is where I do believe our, you know, our aspirations to really live and breathe the One Worcester, it can't be done overnight. It will take time, but when we as a team, as a community get there, it will be really powerful, and people will recognise it and they'll remember it for years going forward.
And I think the years going forward bit is incredibly important, because you meet lots of old members when they come in, and I spend a lot of time with them. And yes, this is a place that's important during their student years, but actually when people leave as well, they love coming back. They have this incredible affinity with the college. And yes, when they come back in, that's an equally important part of being part of the Worcester family.
And I'd want even students of today to be able to come back in years, you know, in decades, in the future, where they feel as welcome and appreciate the beauty of the grounds as old members currently do. Mm.
It's been great talking to you. Thank you for all the work you do, but also to everyone in your team. As ever, if anybody would like to come to see me at one of my drop-ins, in the same way that you can stop H and chat to him around college, many of you already do, but those of you who don't, come and talk to me. Always keen to get feedback, to hear how you're getting on, but also to ensure that you're having a good time. So thank you for listening. Good luck if you're still doing exams. And for those who are able to go to the ball, H and I look forward to seeing you on the 23rd of June. Thanks very much.
Thank you.